This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, not to be repetitive or redundant, but yes, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here to celebrate all of our thoughts, the trends in the news, bits and pieces, tidbits, conversation about the events of the day, the issues of the day, your habits. Do you know how your habits create, as we are on the eve, in a manner of speaking, of the election, election day? Tuesday is election day today. And some people, depending on where you are, I guess around the world, if you're in Guam, you voted already because today is tomorrow. And tomorrow is today. Anyway, and then there are a lot of people who voted by mail and that kind of stuff, which, as you know, pushes my buttons to the nth degree. But think about what you do. If you're somebody at dinner last night, I was talking about the habit of voting. People get stuck voting. If you grew up in a house where your parents were Republicans, you probably became a Republican. Grew up in a house where your parents were Democrats, not always, but most of the time you follow in your parents' footsteps. You do, never mind voting, just their habits in general, right? Or have you broken away? I mean, I don't have any of my, well, I might have some of my parents' habits. My father, I don't think I have any of my mother's habits at all. But I had some of my father's habits. And then you think about, well, what's a habit? Is smoking a habit? Yep. Is drinking a habit? Yep. Voting is habitual. It should be. You should vote as an American. You're obligated. It is your job. It is your responsibility. Don't, Stefan, don't be lecturing me about what I'm supposed to do. Well, somebody needs to put stuff into perspective. And that's a habit that you should celebrate, because that habit will decide your future. Whether you are, people say, nah, those are just politicians. Well, enough of them get together to do the stupid stuff that they've been doing, and you get, you know, you get to a place that isn't really very pleasant, and the results you don't like, and the accumulated experiences aren't yours. You're not speaking. You follow. You know, independent thinking is, I go back to that movie, John Cena running for president, country over party is what he has said. That's why, as I recall the discussion about that poll, that Americans think democracy is in peril, but they're not that worried about it, which tells me that the school system's not doing the job, parents aren't doing the job, nobody's doing the job of creating in you, instilling in you, not fear, but celebration of what this country is so uniquely all about. And I know I can talk till I'm blue in the face.
Thought process. The effect thought process, where most people think, this doesn't affect me, so I'm not going to waste time caring about it.
Yeah, why waste time? Yeah,
in the sense of, like, once it is genuinely affecting you, then it's too late.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking at what's going on in Pennsylvania. A picture of Dr. Oz with Donald Trump behind him. I think that would keep me from voting for him, but I don't like the other guy either. So where are the good candidates? Oz and his Muslim background, that seems to be getting in the way, unfortunately. Now, that's not a reason to not vote for the guy, for me anyway. What did we, you know, he's a Muslim. Look what they did on September 11th. Come on, you're not still stuck on that, are you? I don't, it's more, if you have a disdain for any group, it ought to be the Saudi Arabians, because they're the ones that trained them, and they were, most of them, the 19 of them, were all from Saudi Arabia. So, anyway, a lot of Americans who have the Muslim faith are conflicted because he's a Republican, and most people who have Muslim faith are not Republicans. I don't know any, well, I don't know any, I know a bunch of Muslims, and I've never asked them, and it isn't obvious. They don't have signs in front of their house, vote for this guy or that guy, so I don't know. And I really don't care, because it's none of my business anyway. Why should you care?
Well, oh, that guy's a Republican. Ooh.
Well, that kind of also raises the question, too, Doug, in the sense of the signs and people telling other people who they should vote for and
yeah, right.
what they should do with their vote and all of this stuff. But where is that line drawn of who should be allowed to say that? Is it the everyday common man who is allowed to say, vote for this person and help you know, go door to door and try to get people to learn more about this person? But then you think of celebrities and notable public figures when everybody is mm-hmm. like, they should not be able to, when they are the celebrities that are Americans, they have voting rights. They should be able to have their own opinions, but at the same time, they have such a following that will blindly just vote for whoever that celebrity is voting for because they just idolize them so much. Where does that line fall into?
Well, that's the thing. Where does it fall? Where ought it to fall, in a manner of speaking? It's a pretty dicey stuff. Americans vote more often than pretty much anybody anywhere else. Did you know that? We have more elections here.
No, I didn't, but it does kind of make sense. Yeah, we have so many elections.
Around the globe, are casting our ballots in these midterms or whenever we have the election. This is the... let's see here. Maybe I'll get down. This is like the 40th contest in 4 years. In the same amount of time, if you were in Germany, you would have voted six times. So 40 times here, six times there. The U.S. seems to have an unusually high number of elections. The feds hold elections every 2 years. Around the rest of the world is every four. See, I think it ought to be every 6 years. You get 1 6-year term as a congressman, you get 1 6-year term as a senator, you get 1 6-year term as president, 1 6-year term as whatever the office is. 6 years, you can run for another office, but you can't run for the same one. And it seems to me that ought to be a constitutional. And what does it take other than changing all of the habits of the people who are in power? And then there are other people who say, what the heck difference does it make? They're all crooks. I can hear somebody mm-hmm. saying that, right? What difference does it make? Why does it matter? Well,
6 years is a long time for a really bad politician who's not getting anything done.
Well, that's also true. But we spend all of our time, we are saturated with election information, who's running. As soon as this election is over, Wednesday morning, I'll bet you Trump comes out and others, okay, I'm running for president. So it's 2 years. We're all going to be exhausted listening to the same baloney over and over and over and over and over again, unless you're a loyalist and that's all you have to do with your life. I got a lot more to do with my life, and I know short-term thinking versus long-term thinking. The people will be out there raising money right away for the next election. It's like sick. It isn't like sick, it is sick. And that's why I go through those numbers. How many elections do you even know? I wonder how many people going to civics class, if they are even teaching it in your children's school, how many of you know that in the last 4 years there have been 30, depending on the state you're in, 40 elections? We had our election in my community last year at this time for the new mayor. You know? So all these elections, there is a need, it seems to me, in a democratic society to have people who can run the elections and balance all of the things that are necessary. And we haven't done a good job at that. We're so unaccountable. Well, with all this stuff, what did I see? A mail truck. Hold on a second. There's something.
Oh, for the SATs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if UPS truck rolled over or something, and all of their exams, the SAT exams, flew out of the truck. So they were lost, destroyed. This is down in El Paso.
Uh-huh.
So these high school students now have to retake it because of no fault of their own. But imagine if that happened to the SATs, it could happen to the mail-in ballots as well. We knew a story a week or so ago about the mail truck that caught on fire, burned up 4,000 ballots. So what happens to those? People don't know whether it's their ballot or not, and neither do the people in the election. It's just great. It's just wrong.
Exactly. There was a situation a couple years ago just west of Nashville where a mail truck caught fire, hadn't big accident caught fire, and they believe that there were a lot of Christmas cards. And people send money in Christmas cards.
Right.
And it was right around the holidays, and it was, everything that was on that vehicle was lost.
Do you know how many elected officials there are in America? Take a guess. Pick a number.
Ooh,
any number. Oh, pick a number.
16,500.
Wow. A 500,000 elected officials in America. From president to the county coroner. How about that?
Coroner is an elected official?
In some counties, sure. Like judges are elected in some counties. Yeah. So I don't know of any other, I don't know of any government in the world that uses elections to pick judges or prosecutors or coroners. It's stupid. Have them appointed and then they're accountable. Not to the people, but to the people they're working for.
Yeah.
I suppose they could say, well, they're working for the people, but come on.
And the grimy stuff about elections is it goes with fundraising. And a lot of times you have to raise so much funds just to even get into the room to be considered.
Yeah.
And people owe favors or to continue saying, well, I'm going to do this because of the people who bought into them. They then owe things.
Well, the Muslims, to go back to Pennsylvania for a minute, the Muslims in that state have invited him to all kinds of events. He's gone to mosques. What was Oprah's comment on Friday? I'm voting for the other guy. And nobody would know who Oz was if it weren't for Oprah. He'd just be a guy practicing medicine. He's a surgeon, I think, right? In a Philadelphia hospital.
Yeah.
So that's a really, but he's pretty much a secular. He's not a religious Muslim. He's a secular Muslim. You know, like there's a lot of Israelis who are secular Jews, but they're not religious Jews. They believe in the traditions. I suppose you could say that of any religion in a manner of speaking. But it's still, next to his name, people, you know, they don't think of R or D, they think of M. And so that's appropriate. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out, boys and girls, for sure. 18 after on Good Day.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
We'll be right back. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
If something's killing 99% of the study group and 1% survives, I want to know why. What happened to the 99%, of course. But I want to know why that 1% survived. Because we've seen in this pandemic that it was never an issue for people with healthy body weight. People that had no chronic lifestyle disease. They had no metabolic disorders.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want you to get lost. I don't want you to go.
If you're a Harry Styles fan, if you are, these moments are for you. 24 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with our social media trending stories. The things about celebrity that people love to gush about, and one of the focus
points. Or love
points,
to hate.
Yeah, it could be. Harry Styles apparently has got a bad case of the flu. He put off his shows over the weekend, went on Instagram to talk about his being under the weather. Isn't he Olivia, what's-her-face's boyfriend now?
Boyfriend, mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to cancel. Go ahead.
Did she go to all the shows?
She probably goes to some. She's a busy working woman, too.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so he was sick and he apologized. So what more do you have to do?
And he's still sick. He actually canceled quite a few shows through
COVID?
This coming Wednesday.
Is this COVID? Has he got COVID?
No, he said it's the flu.
What's the difference between the flu? COVID is a flu. So when people say they have the flu, they say they have COVID, it's pretty much one and the same.
They're different strains, but it's
pretty much one and the same. Yep.
Well, right. And it's one of those things, too, where once upon a time someone had the flu and it was like, well, you still have to come into work. You still need to do your job. And I kind of feel like COVID changed that in the sense of people are like, I don't care what you have, COVID or not. I don't want to get sick off of whatever illness you are battling.
Mm-hmm.
Stay home. Keep you safe.
Home.
But anyway, so he's already rescheduled when those shows will take place in January 26th, 27th, and 29th.
Keep your ticket if you have it. Interesting news about Queen Elizabeth and one of her secret friends. I always love stories like this. The Queen was very happy to make a new pal before she died. Apparently, according to several reports floating around, Tom Cruise somehow inveigled himself into her life. And the two of them really hit it off this past summer. That's kind of fun. He was in the Platinum Jubilee celebration in the summer. her 70th anniversary on the throne, and then because she couldn't get around, she wasn't able to meet with him as much, but she let it be
really
known.
She was disappointed about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Is that the pageant? He's a very popular guy, and apparently he's quite a good guy, and is very attentive to people. He's very attentive to all kinds of ceremonies, that sort of thing. The Queen apparently loved seeing him, and they hit it off so much that she invited him to come back. Hey, come on over to my house for lunch.
Right?
Right?
Right, yeah. And she, because she missed seeing him at the Jubilee, she set up this whole thing. He went, and it's a shame that they couldn't have met much earlier, because they did. It was like they became instant friends. They were supposed to have tea, and unfortunately she passed.
Well, he was going to be able to fly in a helicopter. That's not allowed usually at the palaces, he's Tom Cruise, right? He said, quote, "She's just a woman that I greatly admire. I think she's someone who's had tremendous dignity in her life. I admire that. Admire her devotion. What she has accomplished has been historic." So, yeah, I think most people would echo that for sure. But we're not all Tom Cruise. And he is. Mm-hmm. And he and the Queen were friends. There's got to be a book in there someplace, right? The Queen and I, like Marilyn and I.
Yeah.
Interesting book.
Tom and
Mary. Okay. 28 after this. Good day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, it's report card time. Are you happy with the direction of America? We'll find out soon as it's midterm election day across America. Monday's drawing for the record-setting $1.9 billion before taxes Powerball has been delayed due to a technical problem. In a statement, lottery officials say the delay was caused by a participating lottery needing extra time to complete the required security protocols. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. President Trump announced he'll be making a very big announcement from Mar-a-Lago 1 week from today.
I promise you, in the very next very, very, very short period of time, you're going to be so happy. Okay.
The Ravens beat the Saints 27-13 on Monday Night Football. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Casey Hubbard is in the focus here, playing the trumpet. Marching band was always one of the things that he really wanted to do. So he joined the marching band, and he found his purpose. His dream was to perform on a football field where the team plays and the crowd cheers. Wasn't that easy, though. He's in a wheelchair.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The inside of what's going on in the world, that's what you got here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm the Dugger, along with Jay Bird. Jay Kirshner is here with the great attitude that she brings to our discussions and the intelligence, the intellect. She's interested in the same kind of things that I am. Well, not all of them. She is interested in some things, and I'm interested in others, and you're interested in others, and you can always give us your input. Social media address, Facebook and Instagram, you go to at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Help yourself and visualize what you would spend the day, or some hours, some time during the day, as we do, visualizing what is there out there, the dream that can come true, like winning the Powerball. That's a dream, right?
Uh-huh.
Use your imagination.
It is, especially, and I feel like if you think about what you would do with that money, in a realistic sense, and include some good deeds.
Oh.
Maybe you put that good energy out there, that it
absolutely
putting numbers your way.
Yep. Then you can do that jumping up and down, the happy dance that happens. Can you imagine? I won, shrieking. I never won anything before. Oh! Right. So think about this. Put it this way. When you smile, do you think about the skin on your face? Look in the mirror and watch as you smile the stretch on your face. It's if you have a big, broad smile, it goes from, what's the expression, ear to ear?
Ear to ear, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Think about that. Or the high fives that you give to your friends when something really good happens. Right? There's a reason why some people, and you just kind of hit the nail on the head, pro athletes, looking at what Tom Brady did this past weekend, what the baseball players did, some of the basketball, you know, that's, what do they do? Or what do people like Elon Musk do? Do they creatively visualize so that they, in their mind, they have a fix on what they want their reality to be? I think that's an advantage for a lot of people. I think it works for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So spend just a couple of minutes a day thinking about what it is that you want to have the day like. What's your life like? Good news is that for farmers anyway, dairy is retro hot. Demand for dairy products this fall up back to the level of the 1950s in terms of per capita use of dairy products. I find that very interesting.
That.
Yeah. Americans want fresh milk, goat's milk, all that sort of thing, cheeses. I had some goat cheese over the weekend.
Oh,
and
delicious.
I didn't like it.
No? Too funky?
No. I don't know what it was. I'm not a fan. You know, if you grow up like I did around cows drinking raw milk and that's what the standard is, then you drink goat's milk and it just tastes off. I guess that's the best way I can put it. It's off. But the...
There's like a tang to it.
Yeah. So the average person, this is very interesting, has gone from 650 pounds of dairy over the course of a year, think about this for a second, to 667 pounds. They take a per capita, the input. back in 1960, the average was 659 pounds per person. So it's actually gone over that, hasn't it? 667. Huh. So, ice cream, you scream, right? But then there are all these cheeses. Well, cheese is a big, big business. It really is.
Oh, yeah, it is. You have those cheese boards. People do their own cheese. It's an appetizer. It's a dessert. It's so versatile. Yeah. You melt it and dip things in it, go fondue style.
On the plane, I always make the choice, the ladies coming around, would you like the cheese plate? Oh, would you like a piece of steak? I'll take the cheese plate, thanks.
Mm.
Grapes. But I have developed, with the crackers, a little bit of a taste for some of the... If the cheese isn't too pungent, if it doesn't... Some cheese stinks. We used to, when I was milking 150 cows, we were selling 100 gallons of raw milk a day. We took some of the milk, set it aside to make raw cheeses. Had a lady do it, and she put it. We built a special cold room, if you will. The temperature was constant at 54 degrees. It had pipes of water running through it all the time, and so the raw cheese was allowed to get moldy. Some people think that's a delicacy. I thought it was gross. All that mold on the cheese. Ugh.
Eat around it. Well, that's what blue cheese is. It's mold of cheese.
Yeah.
Gorgonzola. Oh, it's delicious.
I know.
The stinkier, the better.
You can have it. I don't want it. You have no competition for me in that department. All right. So tell me what you think of this. Excuse me, I get rid of the frog in my throat. It's raining here today, and it's 70 degrees. For this time in November, very unusual. Anyway.
It is. Yeah, I've been coughing a lot, too. I thought my computer dropped out for a minute.
No, it was me taking a deep breath. So in Iowa today, the story of that 18-year-old girl who had been sex trafficked, she killed a man who raped her. She was given detention and probation, and she was put into a probation property. I guess it's called the Fresh Start Women's Center in Des Moines. Apparently, she just walked out of the building and left, and so now they're looking for her. And I have mixed feelings about this. So she was put on probation. Okay, so she killed the guy. I get it. But the other side of that is he kept repeatedly raping her.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd been trafficked since she was 14. So this is like the makings of a television program. By the way, if you haven't seen East New York on CBS on Sunday night, watch it. The stories are fabulous. Just really well done. It's a good, good, what they call procedural. Good stories. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Piper Lewis, who just walked out of the building this past Friday. She has a GPS monitor. Well, she had one.
She cut it off.
It was cut off. So now they're going to arrest her. They want to find her. And I don't know if I think that that's, I don't know. If she could face 20 years in prison. Why?
Yeah, why was she?
Where's the justice in that?
To begin with, I get she killed a man, but
yeah,
her victim was no victim.
Anyway, the probation. She was sentenced in September. She had, for some reason or other, they asked her to pay $150,000 restitution to the family. Huh? Why? What? There was a GoFundMe page. They got $560,000 for her. Her probation sentence was the second chance you asked for. You don't get a third. I'm not on with this at all. I'm not. The guy got what he deserved. As far as I'm concerned, I just think that that's no, nope, 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 nope. 9 people injured in Philadelphia over the weekend. A lot of people started firing into a crowd. This is another sickness in America. The shooting started late Saturday night, went into Sunday morning outside a bar in a northern Philadelphia neighborhood. I know that part of town, not a great part of town. Nope, nope, nope. Elon Musk. Should we talk about him for a minute, or two, or three, or four?
Sure, why not? Long? Let's put some positive energy out there for Elon Musk to change how Twitter handles, how many characters a Twitter handle can use, so we can...
So what would be your advice? If you were Elon Musk, you're an expert in this field, what does he do? He's laid off a lot of people who didn't seem to be going... They weren't in the... They weren't with the program. He's... Fired, 5,000-6,000 of Twitter's employees?
Yeah, he's really on my way at the
Cleaning
highway.
Up.
And he's actually kind of funny in stuff he's tweeting and how he's replying to people because he's an equal opportunity offender. He is like, I'm just going to pick on everybody.
Well, but is he picking on them with a purpose? That's the question. Is he picking on them with a purpose? His reduction in force, you don't have a choice. They're losing, he said, $4 million a day, so what am I going to do? So why the hell did he pay $44 billion for
company? Well, I think that was what he was asking, too. And that's why they had to go to court to get him to follow through with that purchase.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's what it is. Anyway, this is very interesting. This I'm not a Twitter. You know me. I'm not Twitter. I use Facebook kind of as I'm going to post a picture, actually, of my son and my daughter-in-law and my grandson wishing me singing happy birthday to me. That's the kind of stuff I like to put on Facebook. The rest of it is all, ugh.
Yeah,
and I got,
happy things.
It was really interesting. I would never have expected it. I had hundreds and hundreds of people who on Facebook wish me a happy birthday on my birthday. I've never experienced that before. I kind of thought it was cool. Just,
that
I looked through a lot of them.
We want to celebrate you. We're happy you were born.
Yes, I am happy I was. I'm having a great life. I have lots to be thankful for. And I think that's what you think about when, as the birthdays continue and you realize that you still have your health, your mind works, your body's working. And so it's, you know, it's good. It's cool. Elon Musk. God love the guy. Help yourself to craziness. Speaking of that, this Carrie Lake that we're talking about, Carrie in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Lake.
So this is it back to the crazy. I think she's crazy, but this is just as crazy. Somebody sent what happened after we had white powder. What the heck was that stuff called that was
anthrax?
Sent around? What was it?
Anthrax?
Oh, yeah, anthrax. Okay. So somebody sent what could have been that to her campaign headquarters over the weekend. That's just as wrong, just as bad as some of the things that she has said and maintained. So this is back to the nonsense, if you will. I don't even know that. That's a nice way of putting it. The sickness that has enveloped our country. It just is not. We're in a bad place. We are. We're in a bad place. People say Donald Trump is responsible. Is Donald Trump responsible, or is he just someone who fit into a mold that works for a lot of people? Mm-hmm. Is he a servant of the times? He certainly isn't the first person there. You look back over the history of our country, which, of course, we don't teach because we don't teach much in our public school system. But if you looked at history from some of the people who ran, especially like around the 1830s, 1840s, before the era of Lincoln, there were some pretty dodgy guys who were president of the United States. And in other, because they bought their way in, they cheated their way in, they lied their way in, they were able to bamboozle. And those kind of electioneering tactics continue today in some cities where the dead vote, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, anyway.
Awful.
Using my platform, not necessarily to browbeat people, but take responsibility, please. Make sure you're voting. 48 after on Good Day.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that Biggie Bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's. U.S. price.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There he is, pounding his Jerry Lee Lewis, playing the piano for the Money Pit. Listen to this. Crank the piano up there, will you, James? Right. Listen to that piano. Doesn't it sound just like Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah, listen. I guess a little bit.
Ah, right, pounding away on those 88s, man. There it is. Or it could be Tommy the K, who's the co-host, Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti, host the weekend show, very popular home improvement project, that he has been on to for any number of years. Even this is like 20 years, haven't you? How long have you been on this program?
Over 20
years. Yeah, 20 years. Okay. All right. So we always invite questions from the people who are listening to this program who want Tom to straighten them out. Here's a lady named Sherry who has bubbled walls and ceilings and a leak in her upstairs bathroom. I'd say, lady, you can put two and two together and pretty safely come up with four there. So what does she do? First of all, you got to, before you fix the ceiling, you better fix the leak, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like she fixed the leak, but her wall is bubbled and her ceiling is bubbled from the damage caused by the water. So a couple of things to be learned here, Doug. First of all, when she says bubbled, if you leave the water sitting in that sort of space under the floor with maybe the pipes ran, and it sat on the backside of that drywall for any length of period of time, it will swell. And if she's talking about that kind of bubble where it's like physically deformed, then you've got to tear out the ceiling and replace it. If we're only talking about bubbled paint because the paint separated from the drywall, then that's a lot easier. So in that case, you can prime it, and you must, and by the way, this is a really important thing to know about repairing leak damaged ceilings and walls. You have to use a primer. If you just paint over it, that stain, that brownish, blackish, grayish stain will pull right through.
Yeah.
And you'll be painting and painting and painting again. But if you prime it with a good quality primer.
How is Kills when it comes to that sort
good,
of thing?
Good stuff. K-I-L-G. Yeah. And frankly, okay. Doug, I always prefer the solvent based Kills, the oil-based Kills,
yes,
really, of any of those primers, because
oil
do a better
paint.
Job of sealing
far
stuff
better.
In.
Yeah, far, yeah. Far better.
So if you do that, if you prime it and then paint it, you'll be good to go. But
bye,
if you
Sherry.
Ever have a leak like that and the water's coming through the ceiling, it's kind of counterintuitive. But the first thing you want to do is like grab like a screwdriver and poke a couple of holes right in the bottom of that where the water's coming through and let the water out. Because if you let it sit behind there, it's going to swell. You've got to tear the whole ceiling out. It's better to fix a couple of holes than have to tear out the ceiling.
All right, so Sherry, if you decide to do this yourself, call Tommy and me, and we'll come over and give you a hand. How's that for a deal? Next up, the Money Pit podcast. There's a new episode for us to celebrate, focusing on garage doors. I had no idea. My sister and I were talking about this, looking at her garage doors the other night. Got like, obviously, I needed something to do in my life because I'm talking to her about her garage doors.
Right.
That's a big business, apparently.
Well, it is, and it's the number one home improvement when it comes time, when it comes to measuring return on investment right now.
Really?
Placing those garage doors has such a major impact on the outside.
What's it cost to do that, Tom? What's
the new garage door? Well, you know, that's a good question. It could cost you as little as maybe, you know, $1,000-$1,500 on to maybe something around $5,000.
Wow.
It depends on the market. It depends on how the quality of the door, the design of the door, but it returns 98.3% of the project when it comes time to sell.
Hmm.
And that's the best return on investment in the latest cost versus value surveys.
All right, service, the radio program, the podcast at podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, and then there's that ever-loving newsletter focusing on lots of different things, removing carpet. I think that's something. Do you stress how bad wall-to-wall carpeting is? Do you?
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. You know, because a lot of people have homes that when carpet was super popular and they just want to tear it all out.
Right.
And that's a really smart thing to do, especially.
What do you do with it though? Do you burn it? It's got all kinds of chemicals.
No, in my case, I took carpet out that was decades old from a house that we bought, and fortunately, our local township trash service took it away for me.
So we
have some good tips on how to remove carpet like a pro in the newsletter, and also of course just on moneypit.com. and we've got our tool giveaway sweepstakes going on right now. We're giving away $1,400 worth of tools in the fall fix-up sweepstakes going on through the end of the month, so you can go and enter once a day at moneypit.com, win yourself some tools, so you'll have what
tools
you need to fix up your house.
We all need tools. Tools, really. I love tools. I have a truck full of tools. Love them. I just find it's a safety blanket for me. No, it is. You have them too, all over your garage.
That's
very
right.
Handy. All right, Tom Kreidler, MoneyPit.com, 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.